Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and potentially triggering material. Content warnings are in the description. Last time, on Ombligo del Diablo, finally emerging after weeks in the tunnels, Sales Team 6 is confronted with some harsh truths. Jamie randomly called some new numbers. Oliver reconnected with family. Val tried to help a friend. Vincent made some moves. And Murph got some devastating news. With catch-up out of the way, the team heads for the border once more.
I just find something at the table. Maybe it's a napkin or a empty like sugar package from somebody's coffee or something. Because I've been like digging my nails in my palms, trying to not reach out towards Vincent. And I fold it up and flick it at him.
Hey, Murph. Are you holding up?
I just, the most dead eye look.
Murph, hey, do you want to go somewhere and talk about it?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, let's talk.
I'll try and find a place away from the rest of the group.
Yes, we all get to have secret conversations this session. Haha.
Huzzah. Did we successfully find a place, Elf?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
There's plenty of empty out here.
All right, Mur. Whatever you need, I'll just listen.
Well, that's going to be kind of hard because I'm definitely starting with questions. I assume we probably rotate to the back of the IHOP and smoke per our usual ritual.
You start busting them out and I'll whip out my lighter.
Wonderful. Okay. If at any time you don't feel like you can answer any of these questions comfortably, just let me know.
Don't got nothing to hide from you.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
What? Jesus. Wow. You really... gotta test me on that one early, don't you?
That's why I gave you an easy out.
Don't know my dad. My mama's a bitch.
All right. Fair enough.
And I don't like to use that word often. I don't like to talk about women like that, you see. It feels wrong to me. I got this whole... maybe it's sexist now or something, but I try to be polite to women. But my mama was a bitch. They ever invented that word to describe anyone. It's my mama.
To be fair, long drag. Some women are bitches.
Yeah. I know one.
Oh, pardon my French.
You can do that with all those others, Murph. I know you better. Sorry. You say whatever you got to.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know, I just thought I'd ask. I told everybody else, but you're outside. I found out on a phone call today that my dad died, so that's fun.
I'm gonna just put my hand around your shoulder. I'm not gonna go crazy or react a lot. I'm just gonna sigh and sit there in that information for a sec.
I pull the box back out. You know, he made this.
It's pretty. It's real pretty.
Yeah. He did a great job. He'd probably be real mad to know that there's drugs in it now.
Yeah, well, it's, I think it'd be hard to please best parent in the world all the time.
Yeah, we had a decent relationship for a while. It got bad towards the end.
What happened?
Well, when I was trying to get my mom help, he fought me on the decision to try to commit her.
Hmm.
He was very convinced that she was going to be okay. And at some point, maybe, you know, we would be able to get her to see a doctor. It would all turn out fine.
Sometimes you sit around in bad long enough, you forget what good looked like. It's easy to lose track of it. And then you just sit there thinking, there was never any good to begin with. It's all like that. It's all all fucked up as you are.
I mean, you know what they say, though. No rainbows without rain. You have to have the bad to appreciate the good.
Murph, I want you to listen to me.
Always.
It ain't all bad. You ain't gotta be the one carrying around all that rain. You don't... Please. Murph. Please.
I'll just stop leaning and turn to him. It's gotten really easy.
It always does. You keep doing it.
No. You told me that I couldn't let hurting people, killing people get easy, and it's really easy.
I know I did. What are you going to do about it?
I was kind of hoping you'd tell me.
If I were you, I'd get away from the things that make you do it and do a better job of running than I did.
You do realize that proposal means leaving all of you, right?
Are we worth being around? If that's what happens, Mark. Are we worth protecting? If what we care about most gets broken, the more it stays around us.
You know, I was kind of having those thoughts based on everything that happened to everybody involved in getting me out.
They did it because they love you. And that's not their fault.
Uh-huh.
Your fault.
But you just said that if being around you guys means people die, and if being around me means people die, isn't that like the same thing?
I think if we're all together, folks are just gonna keep dying, Mer. What men like my old bosses, people I work for, do you know what they did to me? It wasn't that they forced me to hurt anyone. I wanted to hurt people. I always had. I'd been so angry. I'd only ever been shit on. And I just wanted to hurt someone back. But they were the ones, when I did it, who made the excuse for me. Kept saying, don't worry, you're okay. We're here for you. We're your friends. No matter what, we're not gonna judge you. Some things need judging.
So what you're saying is I should run now.
Almost as if it was on cue, Eden walks out and says, hey, guys, nightfall was about half an hour ago. We should get moving. Think Val's got some things she's got to take care of in town, so... shouldn't waste night.
Yeah, Eden. Yeah, let's get moving.
Vincent is at that point looking away from Murph, and his right hand down by his waist is clenching into a fist as he walks away.
Okay. People start loading into the car and heading back towards the little house. When you get there, you hear laughter inside. And as you get to the door, Armando's telling a story about the time that his 2-year-old son got his head stuck in a toilet, and Penelope is almost falling out of her chair, laughing at his visual descriptions. Of the
does sound like comedic gold.
Of the efforts required to free his son from said toilety doom.
Adorable.
And he sees you guys and both of them start to look serious all of a sudden. He says, "Yeah, we're all packed up. Let's get going."
I pull out a bag of chow mein and fried chicken. I mean, orange chicken.
He says.
I think I should have some of that based on my disguise.
He says, Oliver, you're a saint. Vincent, stay away from my orange chicken. And he starts loading up the car and he says, Eden, you don't mind if I eat in the back, yeah?
And you guys head out for San Diego.
It is a 2-hour drive, getting you in at around 9:30. On the way in, Eaton asks Val if there's a stop that she wants to make first.
This sort of startles Val out of her almost fugue state, like staring out the window. Yeah,
shit, give me a second to look up cemeteries in San Diego.
While you Google, just for the record, I hesitate for a really long time before getting in that car.
Yeah. I'm guessing you, part of the reason you got in was just because you didn't want everyone to see you not. Also, there was nowhere else to go in the middle of the goddamn desert.
Well, there was the direction of going back down the tunnels.
You're not quite sure you'd be able to find your way back without a guide.
I have correspondence, too. I know what I'm doing.
That is true.
Improvised magic luck my way back.
I mean, I have tracking.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Glen Abbey Memorial Park. Shouldn't be too far from here.
Eaton leans forward to poke that in that into the nav. Leans back and he drives you guys to the cemetery.
As they're driving, Val's going to send a text to Vincent. And so, it's going to read, "Need to talk."
Vincent types a slightly misspelled okay smiley face. It's obviously someone who's not great with phones.
How the fuck do you misspell okay?
I know, right?
It's like, it's just like OJ.
All right. You guys arrive at a pleasant, new, fresh mode cemetery with all the little flat headstones. And it sort of slopes gently up a little hill. Toward the back of the hill, there's an older gate that demarcates the beginning of the old cemetery. But that is a long ways away. Right here where you are is the rank and file of the new dead.
And I am guessing that it is not open.
It is 9:30. The fence is only like 3 feet high. You could step over it. It's a wall, actually. There isn't a gate. You can just walk in, basically.
Oh, okay. That works. Val's going to just stare at it for like a minute or half a minute, take a long, deep breath, and then step out of the car. Just give me an hour.
Do you want to go by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she walks in, and it looks like every step takes every ounce of her willpower. It's going to take her a minute. She has never visited the grave before.
So you have, I imagine, written down somewhere how to find it?
Yeah, I think her youngest brother, the one that she sent her old address and actual contact info to, the fact that he told her where to find it is probably the only reason she sent him that info.
Okay. Takes you a little while to navigate through the cemetery, but eventually you find the grave, and you are well off into the cemetery, but the people from the car can still see you. You're very far away, but they can still see you.
So she finds it, yes?
Yes.
Is it in good condition? Are there flowers?
No flowers currently, but it's well. The lawn is well manicured, the stone is flat, it has her name, a couple dates, no epitaph.
I couldn't even spring for a little bit of a sentence for you, huh? Oh, geez. Hey, Unmana, how are you doing? Oh, fuck. I wasn't expecting for this to affect me so much. Hi, Emily. I know I haven't come to visit here at all. You know me better than anybody. I'm sure you understand exactly why.
This might be the last chance I get to do so.
I'm about to do something real stupid, Emily. I'm not gonna lie. I promised myself that... shit, look at me babbling. I promised myself I'd save you. I might not get that chance because, well, I just want to say I'm sorry. If I don't get that chance, know that I wanted to. Both times. And I love you.
The shadows are darkening and growing, and they seem to move as if there was a wind, but there is none.
Is Sal saying anything?
Oh no, he's shutting the fuck up.
Smart Shadow. Okay, sorry, Emily. And then I'm going to call Samuel Mammon.
Okay.
Hello?
Mammon.
Yes, it's good to hear from you so late.
I'm sure it fucking is. All right, never thought I'd do this, but what the hell, I don't got much left to sell, huh? I need to know how to exorcise a demon spirit. Something evil out of a person. And I need to know the price of knowing that. And I'm sure you can provide that knowledge.
The problem isn't that I don't know about these things. The problem is that there's quite a lot to know. It isn't just one sort of thing, you know. There isn't just one sort of evil that can inhabit a person. But...
Fuck, of course there isn't.
But I'm willing to help, of course.
Oh, I'm sure you are. All right, fuck it. You know, I'm sure you already know this shit, being who you are. Vincent, I need to fix Vincent. I need to fix my mistake. I just need to know the price.
I see. There is a bit of a complication there.
No.
You bought something with this arrangement that you made, so I hear. And if you wanted to go back on the deal, the very least you'd have to do is return your purchase.
So I made a deal, did I?
From what I understand, you asked to get something back, something you'd lost, and it was given. If you wanted to go back on that deal, the price tends to go up, not down. The very least you'd have to return what you purchased or provide something of greater value.
And what would you suggest would be of greater value?
That's a good question. I'm not, in fact, familiar with the specific details.
However, should you complete some of the tasks that have been laid out before you here, I'd be willing to dedicate significant resources to assist you in your plan.
I can tell you this, though. Sometimes it just takes something in the person to make the host inhospitable. From what I understand, a possession is not a violent affair. It is not an assault, but more of a seduction. If someone really doesn't want it there, it becomes an unpleasant place to stay, as anyone who's had a bad roommate will tell you.
All right, then. Okay.
If there's something in your friend, it's because he hasn't made his choices yet.
Good to know. At least you're a bit more helpful than the other end of the coin.
The other end?
Not by much. I'd say it was a pleasure, Mammon, but we all know that wasn't true.
While I'm saddened that you do not enjoy my company, it is not necessary for my purposes. Just be sure to make your way down to Baja, and whatever favors you desire, should things go well, I imagine I should have no problem granting with whatever's within reason.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. And Val hangs up.
Okay.
Takes another deep breath. What would be in her pack that she might be able to leave? Ah, she's going to, from her pack, which I'm going to say she brought with her.
You hear a sound from inside your backpack as you're opening it up.
Elf, you son of a bitch. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to investigate the sound.
It is a very soft cracking sound.
Val's going to go, oh, shit. Very quickly take out the travel thing that she was keeping the eggs in.
Metal box?
Yep.
All right. The metal box is wrapped in secure foam. One of the eggs is cracking. It opens up, and there is darkness inside. A deep darkness. And it starts to spill out. A tiny, winged shadow, black as the depths of space, crawls out of it and flaps its wings. It's about the length of your thumb.
Oh, you've got a sense of fucking humor, don't you? She's gonna yell that at the sky.
At the shouting, the little creature flaps up and he lands on the headstone.
Oh.
And
great. Well, hey, Mage of Dragons, Emily. Sort of. Continuing on from there.
Its tiny screech is the sound of a fork scraped across glass. And as it exhales, a little patch of grass over Emily's grave dies and turns black.
Appropriate. Val's going to carefully get it back into the box and then find a picture that she can leave at Emily's grave. Probably the Halloween picture.
Okay. You leave the picture. The dragon refuses to climb back in the box, though. Instead, it climbs down your shirt.
Well, that works.
And peeks out.
Were Val not in a horrible state right now, she'd find that adorable. So, yeah, she's gonna leave the picture there, and then she's gonna go back.
Okay.
Is it possible that I might be able to lure Jamie away from the car with a suggestion of, hey, you want to see what your radio picks up in here? Or rather, hey, Jamie, do you think that your radio might pick up something interesting around here?
I'm sure it would. Let's go.
That little hill there looks good. Good reception, right?
Let's check it out.
Okay. You climb up the little hill, and Jamie starts setting up the radio. As soon as she turns it on, first thing you hear out of it is,
I think that woman killed me.
Well, that got good quick. What do you think?
Yeah, it's got some hot tea up here.
The voice is familiar.
Do we recognize
you don't from? Recognize it?
Okay.
Where do I recognize it from?
You recognize Reginald's voice pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
Though it's rare that he's so clear to hear it.
Who do you think killed you?
I think it was your friend.
I thought the cops killed you.
So did I. But I think that your friend there put a hex on me.
Ah, that's possible, I suppose.
Can this ghost hear me as well?
I can hear you. I mean, you don't gotta talk about me like I'm not here.
Oh, well, pleasure to meet you. My name is Oliver. Have we met before?
I think I did meet him incognito.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, you 100% met him.
I think I remember something about you. Your name wasn't Oliver, though.
No, it probably wasn't. I actually forget what I probably gave you. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to be insincere. Anyway, this is great and all, but this is all really a pretense. Sorry, what was your name again?
It's Reginald.
Reginald, thank you very much. Jamie, could you turn that off for a minute?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, just put him back in the box.
Can we? That's one of the greatest line deliveries you've ever had, Elf. That was just, yeah, put me back in the box.
It was very good.
Right?
Genius. Deadpan. Would have been in a movie.
Can you turn off the radio? I look at Oliver. Well, what's up, Oliver?
Well, let's have a sit here. Jamie, do you think of us? What do you think of us? The, you know, Vincent and Valerie and Murph and myself. Oh, maybe omit myself. I don't know about that.
I think we're all a mismatch of half-broken toys that are more worsely broken than eaten.
What do you think about us?
Well, I was thinking on Murph's more recent loss. Got me to contact my own parents, and I know that you never had the pleasure of...
Your parents are alive?
They are.
Wow.
They're You're both lucky. Well. I consider myself lucky. But I know you never had the pleasure and the burden of kin.
No, can't say that I have.
And I think you're right about your description of us, but I think it's frighteningly close to family.
It's definitely frightening.
I think when we're done in Baja, I might be parting ways with all of you.
I think Valerie would miss you, and I might occasionally think on you as well.
I don't think she would.
Really?
Has something changed? It seems like you've been thick as thieves.
We seem to have been getting close at one point, but I don't know. I'm not good with people. It seems like we're not... if things were moving in one direction before, they seem to be moving in a different direction now, if that makes sense. I think that's the closest I can come to explaining how I feel about it.
Mm. I believe you. I don't really know.
I'm just amazed you're going to Baja. I still don't get it. I mean, like I said, when we were having pancakes, it just seems absurd and insane.
If I thought don't for know sure. if
it's safe for you to go see Mrs. Finn.
Well, that's kind of why I bring this up. And I feel like you might be the most sensible person. And frankly, you're the only one who brought up my safety, which I appreciate.
Well, I want all of us to be safe. I mean, it's just like Val was talking about exercising Vincent. And I'm not sure if that wouldn't kill him or... I mean, if we're all off, okay? You're off. You can't speak a straight sentence or tell a not lie or a truth or...
And Val's off and I'm off and it's just... It's frustrating. And I don't know where to even start with all of it, but I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Well, I think you should tell us these things more. Because, honestly, I think that this weird family we got here could use a voice of reason more often.
I don't know. I just want to get Murph somewhere safe. And then that's it. That's I don't know. I think that might be the end of the road.
Where are you headed next?
I don't know, but having people around might be too much. I don't know.
Well, I guess I'll miss you, and I think Valerie will too. I hope you tell her of your plans.
Well, you're the only one I've told so far, because this is as far as my plans have been plans. I mean, there wasn't any time to make any plans before the long walk through the mines, you know, to get here.
God, if it hasn't been that hectic, I feel like there's no time to think.
Yeah. So
anyway, I just wanted you to know, if you were inclined, which it seems like you might think of us as the distant and unpleasant kind of family, which is fine. But I feel like sometimes things don't come across quite so clearly to you, and sometimes I might obfuscate that further by talking about it too much. But you should consider us family, because I believe that we do so to you. And family can be shitty, and you may need a pretty large break from us, but I think you should know that you might have a place you could return to, even if that place is a people, if that makes sense.
It kind of does. Thanks, Oliver. Jamie gives Oliver a hug.
Oliver awkwardly returns hug. Also, you should really tell your ghost friend I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to... Actually, can I see ghost friend?
Do you have a see ghost rote?
I do.
I mean, what is it specifically and how does it work?
Well, all of my magics is chatting with people and sort of getting an empathic link with them.
So, is it spirit chatting? You just start talking in the air to see if they can hear you?
It's observe spirits is what it is, and it's beyond the mind, and I think I have to see it through someone else's eyes.
Okay.
I really should work out exactly how that works.
Yeah, I think you should. I think that that you can ask spirits to show themselves. You can just ask spirits to manifest, and they can if they want, empowering them to allow you to see them.
Gosh, I forgot the name already. What was his name?
Reginald.
As you're giving me the hug, I just look over generally towards the top of the hill. Reginald, do you want in on this?
Not the hugging type.
Fair enough.
Very touching and all. I still think your friend murdered me.
Maybe so. We're working on that.
Right. I'm sure you care.
Oliver just does like a stretched mouth, side wobble head, and let's get back. Looks like Val's headed down the hill.
Okie doke. Let's go.
All right. You guys head. You guys head back and get back into the car.
Right before Val gets into the car, she's gonna stop, just like pull out her phone and dial her brother, the one that she was on the most speaking terms with.
All right, rings a couple times, then
Oh yeah, go for Chris. Wait, hey, who is this?
Leave some fucking flowers at her grave sometime, dipshit. In Spanish.
Oh shit, you're like calling me on the phone? Like, you get that age where you don't text anymore?
No, I don't text any of you anymore. I think you know exactly fucking why, Chris.
Because you're old?
You're older than me. That's not... That's not what I'm talking about. Leave some flowers on her grave sometime. Can't believe I had to come here and see it empty.
I'm sorry, sis. I make it up there sometimes. But it's been a few weeks. You know, it goes that way.
It goes that way, does it?
Hey, don't get pissed at me. I'm still here. I was here. I had to be here for the whole thing.
I had to listen to Mom go fucking crazy.
Yeah, Val's gonna slightly walk away from the car at this. Don't be angry at you. All right, Chris. You were at the funeral. You could have stopped them from dragging me out. So, I think I have a fucking right to be angry at you.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Oh, you think?
Hey, yeah, I did say something.
Wasn't but enough.
I wasn't going to start a fight at my goddamn sister's funeral, okay?
Well, you might as well hold another one because this is the last time you're going to hear from me.
Whoa, 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 sister. What the fuck? You in trouble?
No.
You're not thinking of,
No. No, I'm not. Not that it would matter. I'm sure her mother would be extremely glad to hear I kicked the bucket. You know what? You go ahead and give her that happy little news. Just go ahead and tell her I'm gone.
Shit, look, I don't talk to Mom much no more.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Yeah, she don't like my new girlfriend.
Oh, doesn't she? Funny how that fucking works, does it?
Yeah, no, she says that, I should date somebody, you know, that looks more like us.
Oh, so she's moved on from that little detail to something, you know, just visit Emily more. I'm not going to be in town anymore, so.
You're in town? You're not going to stop by?
Why would I do that?
Because I'm your brother.
You know I left the place I was staying once a month? Didn't get any reception there, but I do get reception, you know, in the city. And my brother never once called or texted. So, no, I'm not going to come by. Not unless you have Mom's head on a platter.
Oh, shit. Shit, sis. You know, got a lot of anger. Maybe you gotta work through some things, but I mean, I don't think that not talking to me is the way you're gonna do it.
What? Let's say I were to come by. What would you want to talk about, Chris? Huh? You want to talk about how you kept what had actually happened to Emily a secret from me for 5 years after she died? You want to talk about how you kept quiet for those 5 years? You kept quiet anytime Mom sent me went on those awful fucking rants. And only now you're starting to see that maybe something's wrong, where our mother thinks of her eldest daughter as the devil. You want to talk about that, Chris?
Well, I was kind of thinking we'd talk about the World Cup, but I guess we can talk about that stuff too.
I'm gonna look at Sal. Sal knows me best.
Sal looks and says, "We should kill him. We should just kill all of them."
Sal's gonna give a head tilt, like, not a bad idea. Before thinking about it. All right. Okay. You know what? I've got a few hours. You want to talk? We'll talk.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna text you my address.
Hmm. You do that. And then she hangs up.
Okay. A few minutes later, mm-hmm. you get a text of an address.
She gives a long, suffering sigh. All right. I said I only had one stop. I think that plan has changed. We got time for one more?
Well, I think we got as long as you need.
Eaton?
Yeah, we should be able to make it, no problem. We can plan for a day here, So
any longer than that, we'll have to move fast, but night should be no problem.
I doubt it's going to take that long. Thanks. You know what? Who cares? I don't get to sleep, he doesn't get to sleep. Here's the address. And she gets in the car, tense and unhappy, and holds her hand out to Oliver.
Okay. You guys head to that address.
If I may interject, doing one thing on the drive over.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. I probably briefly forget that I have a phone and could totally just text him. So I talk to Vincent's brain.
Okay.
As I want to do.
Okay. And?
I'm not poking. I promise. I promise. I'm not poking. I literally just one question. Just one question. Just don't want to say it out loud. If I asked you to come, would you?
Please don't ask. Yes, I will.
And I just stare out the window, sadly.
You guys arrive at a shitty little apartment complex just about half a mile north of the Tijuana border.
Eaton finds some parking on the street and stops off and says, this is the place. Need me come with you?
No, Eaton. Thanks.
Nods.
Okay. Val steps out of the car, takes one step forward, and freezes.
Jamie gets out of the car. You want me to go with you?
I'm going to listen to Jamie's shadow.
Jamie's shadow seems nervous. It just seems to be whispering.
Is she going crazy yet? Is she going crazy yet? Is she going to go crazy? What's she doing here?
You know, yes, I'd like some backup on this one, guys. If only to scare the shit out of him. If that's not too much to ask, all of you.
Oh, sure. All of us.
Who are you trying to scare?
Well, my older brother, you know. I mean, I'm asking. I'm not saying you should come. I'm asking if you are if you're fine with it. If not, no pressure.
Yeah, see your brother. No big deal.
Rex barks, hops out of the car.
Yeah, you come too, Rex. Fuck. Fuck, why am I doing this? Fuck, why am I doing this? To tell him off. I'm doing this to tell him off once and for all, and then Guadalajara. Baja. Guadalajara. Okay. Okay. And with whoever was willing to come along with me, go up to the apartment door.
So what's our plan here? Are we being scary? Because I have to admit that I don't feel particularly scary today.
Don't worry about it, Murph. Just be there, please.
That I can do.
This offer was also extended to Oliver and Vincent, of course, just in case those two are still around.
Vincent is willing to do absolutely anything that Val asks of him right now.
Fucking course he is!
Oh, if we wouldn't be interrupting or imposing, sure.
No, I, like I said, would like some backup.
You know I got your back, Val. Anything you need.
Absolutely. We're your crew.
Fine with meeting my family right now, Oliver?
Oh, wait. Is this a meet family situation?
It's meeting my shithole brother.
Francine says, can I come with you?
No. Val looks at Oliver and just shakes her head very obviously.
Francine, I really need you to watch the car.
Right before you say that, Francine is like takes two angry steps towards Val.
Oh, Val stares her the fuck down. She is not taking shit today. She will start a brawl in a parking lot.
And then Oliver tells her to step back over to the van.
Yeah, to wait in the car.
Francine looks back at you and seems to be working her mouth back and forth, and she says,
Look, I understand Oliver. Your impulse to help, but remember, this is Val's situation, not mine.
She says,
but Val doesn't even think about you.
Oliver looks like just horribly embarrassed, like your grandma said something really racist in front of your friends. Like, and just walks up to her and like gets really close to her and says, "Wait in the car."
Her face collapses and she looks to the ground and walks back to the car.
Oliver turns with what everybody recognizes now as Oliver fake smile and says, "Maybe you should pretend like Vincent is your crush. I think that might do better if you want to really stick it to the brother."
You see, after seeing Vincent's enthusiasm to help Val and everybody jumping to help Val, just a woman wilt.
No offense, Vincent, you're very obviously not my type.
None taken.
Just gonna put that out there. Okay, all right, let's go. All right, I'm ready.
Penelope whispers to Jamie, "Can I come with?"
I don't mind. That's up to Val, I guess.
Okay, then I'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, this was a bad idea. That's Sam saying this. All right, yes, Val will go and knock on the door and put on her pissy mask.
The five of you plus Rex approach the door. Penelope is nowhere to be seen.
Oliver does like the arm out, like, do you want to hold on to my arm?
Yeah, Val actually takes it. Her hands are shaking.
You go and you knock on the door, and a late 20s black woman answers the door.
Oh, late 20s black. Oh, geez.
And she says, "Hello?"
I don't know if I have the wrong address. Is Chris here? Chris Hernandez?
She looks behind her and says, "Chris! Yeah, he's a... Good luck trying to get him off the Xbox, but yeah, come on in. Who are you?"
"Probably hasn't talked about me. I'm his sister, Valerie."
"Val? Oh!" And she reaches out her arms and goes to hug you.
Val resists the urge to punch and just goes stiff, but doesn't punch and accepts the hug.
She does not seem to notice, and she invites you guys into the two-room apartment. The first room is sort of, it's a three-room apartment. It has a kitchen, a living room, and a bedroom. And 10 feet over, sitting in the living room, sitting on the couch in front of a big plasma screen TV playing FIFA Soccer 2012.
Good. All for a man who does not watch much sports things.
On a PlayStation 2. you note anybody with a tech of, I guess Jamie would note that there are several special adapters required to make this particular console play on this particular television, as the TV is too expensive and new, and it's a PlayStation 2.
Just a quick question for anybody who actually knows sports. FIFA, is that an international?
Yes, that's
okay. Because I'm going to say a thing, and I just don't want it to be completely stupid.
Yes,
you're playing Manchester again.
Hey, the English are fast.
Yeah, but Manchester's shit compared to Liverpool. Fine, I'm here. You wanted to talk. I'm not trading soccer banter with you.
Looks around, and says, "You brought some friends." "Yeah, sure. Hey, Bernice. Get some beers." And Bernice brings out beer for everyone.
"Thanks, Bernice. I'm Jamie, by the way."
She smiles and shakes her hand. "Well, at least somebody here's got some manners. So good to see you."
I was just about to say introductions all around.
Oliver,
pleasure to meet you. Such hospitality.
Says, "I'm Dr. Bernice Winters."
"Doctor, what's your profession?"
"I'm a brain surgeon."
"Holy smokes, I never could get through the master's program. Wow, nothing but respect."
She shakes her hand. You notice that her hands are really big for her frame.
Given the medicine and intelligence that Oliver has, does that mean anything with regards to the veracity of her claim?
I don't know anything
about surgeon hands.
Not particularly. It is... far more about the skill.
Okay.
skill and training and knowledge and so forth. But she does seem rather young.
Okay.
Like making it to be a brain surgeon by one's late 20s requires a dedicated pursuit.
Ooh. Oliver is about to not take his dad's advice.
Okay.
And Val is listening to Chris's shadow.
Oh, I paint on my best. It's fine. Hi. Mannerisms.
Chris's shadow is just, it just looks at you and says,
"Shit, Valerie, don't fucking kill yourself. Oh, God. You're gonna think it's my fault."
Yes, Val actually does snort, laugh out loud.
You're like, "What? I don't say anything."
Nope. No, you didn't. See it on your face. I don't think anybody would blame you for anything that happened to me, Chris.
Are we both in the same room having the same conversation?
I don't know. You called me here to talk and you haven't said anything, so. Listen, you want to talk?
I just want to see. I want to see my sister.
You had my address for 2 years.
Yeah, I think it was middle of fucking nowhere. Sorry, sis, but you live in the sticks.
For a fucking reason, Chris. But hey, you know, I assumed you wanted nothing to do with me. You know, given the last few times we talked.
Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna lie, sis. You're a little bit intense sometimes. You kinda have no chill.
But that don't mean I don't love you. Hey, look, it seemed like you got a lot of stuff that you wanna talk about. I mean, I know that you blame yourself, you know, well with that stuff with your boss and all. But that weren't your fault. I mean,
what is he talking about?
You have no fucking clue.
Yeah, Val starts, it's like, what? What's stuff with my boss? You're talking about the zoo? That was a whole other thing entirely, not that you cared to listen at the time. Or not that Mom cared to listen at the time. I didn't think she'd actually relayed any of that information to you, other than to probably say she got her just desserts.
No. About, you know, seeing as your boss is the one who ratted your sister out and all.
What?
Oh, shit. You didn't know about all that?
I need you, Chris. And Val's like, Val was still kind of holding onto Oliver's arm, and her nails are kind of digging into his arm. And on her free hand, they're digging into her own palm hard enough to, like, draw blood.
You need to explain everything to me right now.
Okay.
Plain language.
I don't know a lot, but okay. So, your boss, Professor Madrid, is it?
Oh, that causes a look of intense rage, but Val doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he called up Mom about Emily, and said that she was falling behind in her work and. You know, talking about hurting herself or something, and he mentioned something about a girlfriend. That's when Mom went off. He said something about required to report or something like that, which doesn't make sense to me because I figured that you don't have to do that after they're 18. But yeah, something about she threatened self harm and that he felt he had to tell somebody. But don't know why he'd mentioned a girlfriend about that.
And you heard this from Mom specifically.
He says, "Yeah, we figured that he must have known because it must have been something that you told him."
I'm glancing down at Sal with a "keep it cool for now" look.
I'm going to instinctually start my ritual, bleed it out real quick. Carry on.
As you're turning to Sal, you notice a small, like, end table next to the couch is sort of just starting to lift up off the ground. And as you say that, it just lowers back down.
So I start chatting Bernice up about robotic assisted surgery versus laser surgery.
Bernice is going to extensive detail about just how small an incision you can make with robot assisted surgery.
And how lasers are are sort of a
meatball surgery, she calls it.
When Val is starting to dig nails into Oliver's arm, he is doing his best not to, you know, squeak or anything, but also reaches down to her other hand and like takes it as well and tries to put his fingers in there somehow to block the nail.
Yeah, that snaps Val out of it just enough to uncurl her fingers from both her own palm and Oliver's arm.
Said, hey, I think I don't get, how come you're so mad at me? I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, Chris, that's right. You did nothing. At least I had sort of an excuse. I had no idea that any of this was going on. Had I would have done something. You were there. There are so many things you could have done.
Hey,
I don't know if I can deal with this right now.
I tried to talk Mom out of it. She just kept on going on about Jesus.
You could have called me. You know I wouldn't never given that shit the time of day. Did you know they were going to break into the house and kidnap her?
I didn't even find out about that shit till after, okay?
Did you know where they took her?
She just said somewhere. He has a guilty.
You just dropped it? At least I have the excuse of her telling me she went to some sort of research camp, right? That made sense, you know.
Yeah. She said she was off at church camp. I mean, didn't say which church camp. Look, I just thought it was another one of Mom's stupid bullshit, you know, Jesus Day shit. She sent me away to church camp. It sucked.
Yeah, but you never had a fucking boyfriend, did you, Chris?
That you know of.
I guess you were fucking better at hiding it, huh? Okay. Maybe, you know what, here's a question that's been bothering me for a long time, Chris, and you've dealt with Mom's crazy shit for a lot longer than I have. Why Emily? Why not me? I know she hated me. I know we did not get along. She would have had a lot more to gain sending me, but she and Emily got along like a house on fucking fire. Emily was the good child, right?
Yeah.
So why her and not me?
You just said why. Mom liked Emily. Didn't want to lose her. To you.
You know what? That tracks.
Look, I just thought it was some new fucking go to church, hang out, sing some fucking songs or some shit. I know what's going on there. You expect me to go and punch a priest to save my sister from singing Kumbaya? And
no, I would have.
Look, that wasn't your sister's only problems. Emily, she was not doing so good before.
What do you mean she wasn't doing so good before? She was fine.
You think that shit comes out of nowhere? No. No, she's always had problems. I mean, maybe you didn't see it, because she chose your little sister. But I saw it. You think she was just dressing that way because she liked a certain kind of music? No. She has something sad inside her. She had a lot of sad. I mean, I know maybe I could have done more, but it's not always my job to fix everybody.
Val's going to be listening to his shadow while he's saying this.
The shadow is tugging on his shoulder and just whispering.
FIFA.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh boy. Ooh. I would like to make an insight check.
Okay.
To see if he's really getting bored of this conversation.
All right, give me a wits insight.
And if at any point during this conversation you feel like the emotions are spiking too high, let me know.
So that you can make Murph bleed from the eye.
Yup.
Oh boy, that's a problem. Three successes.
All right. Bored? Definitely not. He is feeling awkward as shit. And wishes his sister would chill the fuck out, but not bored. More that, you know, I was hoping that I see a family member for the first time in several years, and they just come straight through the door, freaking out about me at me about everything. God, this is uncomfortable.
So his shadow is lying, is what you're saying.
It's difficult to say. I mean, playing FIFA soccer would definitely be a way out of this conversation.
True that. True that. Damn, thought I got one over on you. So you're saying it's my fault for not seeing it then? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Holy
because I'll
shit.
Take that blame.
No, fuck. I'm saying it ain't our fault.
I'm saying that what she did to herself. I'm saying that what mom did was fucked up. And what they did was fucked up, sure. But that's not the hands that put the rope around her neck. She did that. Her choice.
But I could have stopped it. I could have. If I had had any idea. Because I didn't have an idea, I couldn't stop it.
Yeah. Any of us would have stopped it if we knew what was going on. But, and any of us could have seen the signs. Yeah, hindsight's 20/20 and shit. Look, now that I know what happened, I know that I could have done something, but I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on in her head.
I should have. If what you're saying is true, and that's what was going on, I should have. I practically helped raise her. I should have known. I should have known.
You can't just walk around with blame like all your life like that. It's gonna turn you crazy. You're gonna start thinking dark thoughts.
Oh, if only he knew. Yeah, Val has completely forgotten that there are other people in the room.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's assume you're right. What am I supposed to do about it? Hmm?
I mean, you kind of just gotta let go someday. You gotta forgive people. You gotta forgive her. You gotta forgive yourself. Maybe not mom. Fuck mom.
Well, that's the most reasonable thing you've said tonight.
But, I mean, you just can't carry this around like you. You're going to go crazy, you're going to die. You got the same thing inside you that she had in her. It killed her. Don't let it do that to you. You got to let go.
Val is quiet for a good long moment, and then glances down at Sal.
Sal is... His hand is reaching around a lamp, and he's just whispering,
"No."
And then she glances up at Oliver.
Oliver, fake smile?
I don't think Oliver is smiling at the moment, but he does give you sort of a solemn nod, and there is sort of a ping in your mind, like, if you have a question, I can hear it.
Also, you hear, do you trust your brother?
After a moment's hesitation, she does answer, yeah. As much as I trust any of them.
Oliver nods, and then the sort of middling expression he had turns to a slight smile towards the brother.
And then the question she's going to ask is, do you think I should trust him?
Oliver, with like 100% confidence, squeezes your hand and you hear yes back.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
You may have poisoned the well there.
Mm. Yep, but she doesn't know that.
This would be the funniest thing ever to watch on TV if the audience was aware of. Yes, everything he says is fine.
I was about to screw up his whole life.
Like, Jesus.
Leave and give him like hypnotic suggestions with his girlfriend. To like dump him immediately.
Oh, no.
Move on to better things.
Speaking of Bernice, I asked Bernice how her and Chris got together.
I was about to ask the same thing. So
she says, well, it's kind of embarrassing.
Does it involve getting stuck in a toilet seat?
What?
It was a joke I heard earlier.
No, I just can't resist a sexy nurse.
That was a good pull, though.
Chris is a nurse?
Chris? Val actually, like, starts laughing.
He says, what? Hey, nursing's good money.
Oh, that's not the one I'm laughing at. Oh, fuck. Really? Him?
She, like gives you that, what do you mean look?
Oliver laughs.
Says,
oh, yeah, okay. That does cause a little bit of a embarrassed flush. Like, well.
Says, he looks good in scrubs.
I think that was a very good point to wrap.
On a point of levity.
I only actually played for like 2 scenes, but it was a good session.
You could have jumped into this. You were there.
It felt entirely inappropriate for Vincent to do anything other than whatever you felt like doing.
And Vincent's actions, though they were few, would be quite impactful.
I've kind of allowed him to seep into the background of the game a little bit, but it feels right, you know? Feels right.
Yeah, he had 3 conversations and caused 3 problems.
Hooray.
Speaking of that last conversation, fuck you!
What? Which one? Which bit?
The one where you're selling Val out to Jay! How dare you!
Not selling out to Jay. Jay's going to offer you assistance.
Let's wrap up. First off, let me give everybody 5 experience points.
Hooray!
Huzzah.
And let's see. Next, let's do our sanity damage.
Oh, Lord, so much.
Oh, boy.
Let's go with the ones that I think will have the least to the ones that I think will have the most and see if I'm right. So start off with Jamie. Who has something for Jamie? Let's start with Val.
Jamie. Huh. Vampires are real?
I think that might be more of a fascination than something that will break Jamie's worldview.
People want her around. There we go. That'll break Jamie's worldview. I honestly, I don't have any for Jamie.
Okay. I have 1, but I'm going to see if anybody else can pick it up. What about Vincent?
Jamie, I think it would have to do with something about Jamie's cognitive dissonance of, wait, something's wrong with Vincent? Why does everybody think that something's wrong? Why? What's going on?
I don't think that's going to bother Jamie too much. I still have one. But I don't think that would really disrupt Jamie's worldview. Oliver?
The only one I can think of is that Jamie might be having to accept that she has to abandon all these people because they are too crazy.
There we go!
Saving them.
Yup.
There is 1 sanity damage for Jamie. Actually, wait, no, that was directly one of Jamie's biggest fears this entire time. 2 sanity damage. All right, Murph, do you got any?
Nope.
Matt, do you have anything to self-report for Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie, I'd say it's probably 1 sanity damage that Val was like plotting to kidnap, knock out, and then try to like exorcise Vincent. It's very unnerving. When your friends are like, oh, here's what we need to do, this friend of ours, because she totally doesn't see the change in Vincent. As far as she understands Vincent as a character, it's, you know, he's been a hard guy and now he's just a hard guy and it's the same, you know, same guy in her eyes.
Yep, just a little bit shook up by, you know, dying and all, but that's about it. So 3 sanity damage for Jamie. All right, next down the line, I think that Vincent probably escaped pretty relatively unharmed, at least so far as I can tell. Let's dump on Vincent. Oliver.
I mean,
there's a couple obvious ones.
Just his conversation with Murph, mostly, and realizing that she might bounce without him.
There's 1 at least, for Murph might leave. All right, Murph.
Not only Murph might leave without any idea that he would care at all. He has no idea the emotional damage he has just wrought.
If anything, I thought that Vincent was like, maybe I got through to her. Maybe she'll make a better call than I did.
Vincent didn't know that Murph was so dense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That look in her eye was worth a sanity damage. Okay, so that's two so far. What about you? Matt, you got any?
For Vincent?
Yeah.
Yeah, when an angel writes you a message for something that hasn't happened yet.
Ooh.
In a Bible. At a time. Yeah. Yeah, that tends to mess with your sanity.
That's a big one. I think I'm going to call that too, especially given what he said.
Fair enough.
All right. And Val, got any for Vincent?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anything outside of that.
I've got one. Let's see if Vincent can get it.
I've got one for you, Vincent.
Okay.
You've got a job to do for somebody, and it seems like your new paradigm's all about wanting to be free from having to work for other people. Although I don't know if that's really sanity as much as it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying, but I think he's viewing it as an escape from that.
Yeah, but there is another thing that's going to wear away what's left of Vincent's soul. And if you can guess it, it's worth one. If I guess it, it's two.
I mean, tacit acceptance of the terrible acts he'd sworn he never wanted to commit again?
He hasn't done them yet, so not quite there. I was going to go, I'm only going to give you one for this, flagrantly broke a solemn promise.
The no more deals with the devil thing?
No more deals with the devil. You made a deal with the devil.
Fair enough.
That's going to weigh on you eventually. All right. So there's your four, I think. Next up, Oliver. There's so much crazy going around this session. So, Murph, what do you got for Oliver?
Everything with his mind slave.
Yes, let's enumerate the mind slave problems.
That can't just be one.
That cannot just be one. That is not a one-sided kind of thing. Name a specific mind slave problem.
The dream. Or the thoughts that she's having about, like, everybody slowly turning into Oliver.
There you go. There's one. All right. Jamie?
I don't know. I think the overall devotion of the new mind slave seems to be breaking him a little.
Definitely.
Did too good of job, I guess.
Definitely. One point, a point there for becoming someone's world.
I think that was particularly shown in her being like, Thal doesn't even love you.
Yep.
Right.
Parking lot fight. Parking lot fight.
I really wanted to grade do that. Is that bad? I mean, like,
I would have won.
Yeah, you would have strangled yourself with another mole person.
Yep.
In public this time.
It's all right. Easy enough to disappear into a pocket dimension. You know.
If Jamie was down to do that.
Jamie doesn't need to do that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't work out well last time.
Oh, that's because yours is not permanent.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
The void is permanent. Yes, anyway.
Okay. Val, do you got anything to dump on Oliver? That's two so far.
His father telling him that he talks too much and doesn't listen. Needs to learn to listen.
Negative one sanity damage.
Yeah, I regain a sanity from that.
Minus one damage. There you go.
Yay.
You're welcome.
All right, Vincent?
Shoot.
While Vincent is thinking, I want to say, I definitely felt like that was Oliver being a real person. It was so, like, weird and refreshing. I wish our characters had heard it somehow.
Yeah, he can't let that happen, though.
Never.
How did it feel for Oliver to confront the idea that Vincent, somebody who he's really looked up to, is...
Oh, soup. That's the one I was going to bring up if you didn't.
There's a third point.
Yeah, the cognitive dissonance of believing Val and believing everyone else at the table and having to deal with the fact that maybe, you know, it does seem weird that Vincent may be possessed. Oh, no.
That is actually, yeah, that's an additional one. So we are up to three. One just for the Vincent thing, and two for a cavalcade of mutually exclusive realities smashing into each other. All right, at three, do you have anything to self-report?
I mean, everyone got the ones that I was thinking about. I don't think this would have been a sanity, but I just thought it was funny, is that he was definitely planning to ruin someone's life, but then Val, he told him something, and so he's like, okay.
Never mind. Oh, wait. I got one other for you.
You want to give me a hint of, like, general direction first?
Still with the mind slave.
Specific
scene or specific thing that you... A specific exchange.
I feel like the moment where he lost his temper with her was the thing that I thought was the worst part, but that was kind of connected to the other thing we already talked about.
No, I think there was one worse.
Where he left the underground with her and she kind of can't go back, maybe.
Nope.
Or realize that she had a family.
Yeah, there you go. It's worth one. Where you realized not only that she had people back there, but that you had already...
Yeah, wiped the memories. That was it.
Yep.
I have this written down.
You had wiped out her family.
I wrote down sanity.
Isn't that the same as everybody being Oliver, though?
All right.
I think you're double counting that.
I'm definitely calling that a grand total of four. Okay.
That's a surprisingly low amount.
Well, calling your dad helped.
Yeah, that's true.
And how about Murph? I think the Murph got some bad here.
Oh, good. So we feel like Val got crazier. Excellent. Let's go.
I think that Val probably had some more issues. Okay. Dump on Murph. Jamie.
Dump on Murph. Dad dying, realizing you weren't there for the funeral or embassing, all that good stuff.
That's two. And there's an extra point on top of that, if that might even be bigger.
Yeah, I have a list. We'll see.
Okay. Val?
The realization that it was her, she probably cursed her mom.
Oh, there's one. Okay. Vincent?
Are going around each other on Vincent basically trying to say, you mean the most in the world to me. That's why you probably should go away. And her drawing basically the exact opposite conclusion.
That is certainly one for one at least. I'll be kind and call it one.
I mean, to be fair, that is directly connected to a fear.
Okay, you're right too.
You're wrong at all for feeling that way about it.
I don't know. Vincent broke my heart and made me a little bit more insane with what he said, talking so indirectly to Ginger's character.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, we'll have to call it two.
All right, I've tracked it.
We're rubbing off on each other.
It's happening.
Oliver?
I just caught one of my own accidental innuendos. Oops. For Murph, I think, I don't know why this struck me so much, but it was the idea that, like, this monumental tragedy happens and, like, nothing even slows down around her.
That is true. Like, a shattering day of death and despair, and everyone's like, yeah, we got a lot of shit to do. Like, we gotta keep moving.
Pancake time. If you guys had left the itinerary up to Jamie, we'd already be, like, in Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, there were, like, attempts made at comforting, but, like, for the most part, it was just like, nope, this is business as usual. We gotta get gone.
All right, up to five so far.
I had it at six, but okay.
Oh, okay. I think you're right. Okay, your turn.
Wonderful. A lot of my stuff that I tracked has already been mentioned. Fortunately, maybe something for seeing multiple versions of Angela and me not being part of the conversation of the fact that we saved her.
That one's just a mystery so far. Nothing okay. that's going to damage you as a person.
Mrs. Finn being like, I need to show you something, and then waking up.
Oh, that is going to drive you crazy.
Especially tied to my obsession.
Yes, 1 point for that.
Wonderful. Let's see. Knowing that I missed calls from my dad because I was out in the desert with my friends. For the most part, doing, you know, having good days on occasion, knowing for a fact
that is definitely worth one.
Yeah, knowing for a fact that I left that relationship on a sour note and never talked to him again.
Especially when you find out that the woman that you thought he was despoiling your mother's memory with was his cancer nurse.
Yep, Yep. And
one for that.
To be clear, you did say, describe her as my mother's nurse. That's why I went down that route, asking if she knew my mom.
She had also been your mother's nurse.
Oh, so she was lying to me. Excellent. Maybe something, maybe not. It's probably more like a willpower thing. Having this crushing realization about Vincent and then seeing him jump to Val's side, like, yes, I got you.
Yeah, jealous of Val. That's got to be a head trip. There's one.
Yeah, for the first time, jealous.
Vincent is telling me to go and run away while jumping to help out Val.
And then, you know, having those feelings for the first time, because she's not a particularly jealous person, and then also seeing this crazy mole person kind of demonstrating the same feelings.
Becoming the monstrous mole person that you are. Oh, God, I hadn't seen that metaphor, but if Merv did, that's worth the sanity damage.
Yep. Oh, great.
All right, I think we're at 9?
Oh, 10.
Okay.
Holy shit.
All right, so now on to Val. Let's see if Val can top this.
Bring it on.
Okay. Vincent, can you think of anything that might have disrupted Val's psyche?
The entire conversation with her brother? But I don't know. It depends on how she took it, honestly. Because she confronted, like, a big problem. But she has the opportunity now to, I don't know, like, actually let go of some of that pain if she wants to. It feels like Val's teetering on a fucking knife's edge with a lot of this shit. Obviously, Vincent is trying to get her to go one way, and some of the narrative options here are pushing the other. I'm not sure.
We will put a pin in the brother telling her to let go until we get to Sam on that. All right, Oliver.
On the subject of that conversation, I was trying my best to sort of follow along, and did at any point it get sort of revealed that she maybe incidentally ratted her own sister out?
That did get insinuated. Okay. Yes.
That is what I heard, and I was like, oof.
Mm.
Sanity.
That's not what I heard.
I mean,
she probably would, in a roundabout way, blame herself for that, for trusting Randall, that dickbag. Elf, I need to kill him.
It might come up.
I told you my theory. I think you already did.
Fun theory. So,
there is one for that. Murph?
Oh, boy. Maybe the dragon popping out and going to her sister's grave, kind of, you know, potentially implying that maybe this dragon has something to do with her sister's spirit?
Yeah, the death hatching of the void of the void dragon. That's two bound into one, because for one, your baby dragons are shadow dragons, and two, it hatching at your sister's grave, implying a connection to, you know, this spiraling path of death and misery.
God's funny joke.
Sadness sale. Yep. Two for one special.
He's very nice. Quite funny. Lol.
All right. And Jamie?
Breaking down and calling Mammon for help? That's got to mess with your worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's one. Okay. And Val, what do you got for yourself?
Oh, definitely Murph in particular. Blaming her for Vincent's issues.
Ooh, that's pretty deep. Yeah, I'm gonna go with two on that.
And that same conversation, Val trying to make plans to fix her mistake, and nobody going with it.
Just getting shut down, losing hope in your chance to fix what you did wrong. Yep, there's one.
I believe in you.
I'm sure you fucking do, you jackass. Like, trying to help you.
Hey, don't give up.
It's fine, huh?
You should totally pour some more magic on it.
I wasn't planning on pouring magic. Well, there goes that plan I was planning for the past two sessions. Anything else? Anything else you can think of, Elf, that I should be thinking of?
Hmm.
Do you have any that I haven't gotten yet?
Oh, Did we get the part about the actual betrayal of your mentor?
No. What? I don't think we did.
I think we got your own guilt about that, but not the fact that your mentor appears to have betrayed you and effectively killed your sister, possibly on purpose.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yes. That one. Oh.
Oh, I have one more.
All right. There's one for the mentor. Okay, cool. And then James, what do you got?
The dread realization that your younger sibling might be more emotionally mature than you.
Shit.
I mean, she always... Well, no, not younger sibling. He's an older sibling. They're close in age, but he's older.
Still, your dumbass brother.
Yeah, my dumbass brother apparently dating a neurosurgeon and her calling him hot. Gross.
None for that, but...
Willpower damage.
You did really get big dogged in that situation.
Yeah. Okay, I think that might be all of them. Except we have to loop back to the big question. This will either be -1 or +3. How does Val take the recommendation that she need let go?
If he had said anything about forgiving her mother, in the slightest, that she definitely would have just gone, like, nope, never, 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 never again.
I'm so glad that Oliver got to be, like, actually supportive in this moment, regardless of how, like, unintentional it was.
She trusts Oliver, which is probably not a good idea, but she does.
I'm gonna be real, and this is a fucked up thing to say, but outside of Jamie, I think Oliver's the most trustworthy person in the group right now.
That is not a hard contest to win.
But how crazy is that given our initial concepts?
Serial killer, diabolist, mobster, snake oil salesman, geologist.
I kind of wish Jamie had gone more crazy with the rest of us, to be perfectly honest. But it's also very good to have Jamie end up being the straight man.
Well, I went crazier earlier, but then it, like, some of it fixed itself, and then
it is crazier.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that her brother speaking to her brother and seeing obviously that she didn't have all of this information, and that he also blames himself, it definitely makes her pause.
Uh-huh. I suppose then you've got a sword of Damocles there.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got, she now has, so I'm going to call that 2 sanity damage and a redemption.
That makes sense to me.
If you let your sister go, then you will recover 1 sanity.
Okay, so I have to let my sister go is the problem.
You have to let go what happened to her and realize that it is better to move on and remember your sister fondly without destroying yourself or the universe to get at it. That is the redemption.
Okie dokie. So I am at 10 sanity damage.
All right, a tie. Okay, so resolving sanity damage. First, we're going to go in order of least to most. Who least was, I believe, Jamie? How many did Jamie take?
1.
I took 2, so I rolled 3 dice and
failed.
Failed. Go crazy.
All right, you have realized that what you thought could actually be friendship is may have to be tossed in the toilet. Come up with a derangement relating to that. Okay. And Oliver, I think, next. No, Vincent next.
Yeah, Vincent next.
What was Vincent's?
I believe I had 4.
All right. 4. And so roll 4 dice.
3 successes.
It is fine. Okay. Oliver?
It would have taken some crazy shit for me to go crazier.
Well, if you had the level of crazy shit that these other two had this session.
Fair enough. Yeah, I really expected to go down this time, but I had 4 sanity loss and 3 out of that, so I rolled 3 dice, and I got 1 success.
Okay.
I feel like I might be, like, halfway to a functional relationship. Now I just need to actually challenge Val on something.
Yeah, or maybe, like, listen when you wish to be speaking.
Yeah.
All right, next is Murph. You had 10 damage?
Yep.
Okay, lose a point automatically.
Yep.
Which brings you down to what?
2.
Okay, and that means you got 3 wrap over with 2 sanity, so roll 5 dice.
Botched. Oh my god!
All right, Murph goes down to 1.
Excellent. Oh. I already know the name of my first new derangement.
Okay. Sam drops by 1, and then...
Same deal. I need to roll 5.
All right.
Next name.
All right.
I didn't want to go down to 1 yet.
Murph is on the edge of total annihilation of her reality. Come up with some big ones for that. We've never seen a 2, a rank 3, or a rank 2 derangement yet.
Wonderful. So the first one I had in mind was heavy as the head.
That you believe that you are now essentially a god?
Not essentially a god, but I'm most certainly just a massive burden on all of these people.
Go bigger.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, that was just the name of it.
Right. This should have some legitimate, impossible delusions attached to it. Things that are... that any sane person would just know are simply not true, and will likely be manifested through your subconscious use of magic. So these...
Oh, wonderful. I'm just going to murder the rest of my family by being too magical. Excellent.
These things will be direct schisms with reality, as in a person who is not familiar with, you know, you guys... meeting you and talking to you for more than half an hour will realize that there is something severely wrong with this person, and there is something going on here that they cannot that they do not understand. So yeah, those are the levels of derangements that we are talking about. Believing that literally the devil lives inside you, that's kind of an okay rank 3. But we're talking about that level of things. So think about
wonderful.
That on your way to these derangements. Okay, let's talk about our hopes.
Yay!
Dreams.
No.
Hey, dreams
are the place...
dreams are made of.
Dreams are the place where Oliver ruins lives. Okay, Oliver! What are your hopes and fears?
Well, my hope was reform without this person, you know, escaping or dying. And that happened. Yay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Working. Yay.
Yeah, sure. 1 XP.
My distasteful skills can be used for good. I don't feel like they are being used for good.
They are not. 1 XP.
My fear is that something will be destroyed in the process, and basically Oliver investigated, like, what's going on? Why isn't this working the way... Oh, Jesus, this is bad.
Yep, 1 XP.
and my guidance and protection is worse than nothing.
Too fucking easy, no.
I was actually gonna... Because the moment where Murph... lost her parents, I was thinking, like, of the moment where I had, like, the familial connection with Jamie, and I was like, man, I bet Jamie feels alone sometimes. And I was like, I'm gonna go talk to her, remind her that she's not here, but then she was like, I'm out.
I was like, okay, oh. Yeah, 1 XP there.
Okay.
All right, and then your crazies? Did they come up?
No one truly cares for him. I thought it was going to come up with Jamie leaving, but then she gave him a hug, so that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Token of victory. I was actually going to steal something from the brother. I was going to steal the FIFA disc.
Do it. Oh,
wow. Wow, that's a way to get murdered.
and just like break it in the parking lot. Oh,
well, okay then.
But then he turned out to be a better person, so I didn't. I was going to break his relationship and break his FIFA disc. It would have been...
Oh, shit.
Megalomania, no one can fix themselves. I'm definitely trying to fix this person.
Mm. Which person?
This.
This
small person.
Well, thanks be there. That is you doing a crazy thing to fix someone.
And then snap judgment. I'm never wrong about people. The only new people we ran into were the brother and his girlfriend. And I feel like I was thinking the whole time, like, do I trust him or do I not? Oh no, I have to choose at some point before I actually like interact with them.
1 XP. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Not all?
I don't think my leaky mind came up. So no. Yeah, that's it.
You do not. All right. Ginger, hopes and fears.
Oh, not that it matters, but I finally found my sanity list and I forgot to mention Nelly is alive, but skinning people. Anyway,
there's one.
Not that it matters.
No, it didn't.
Cut off
that last five you got.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, hopes and fears. There we go. Let's see, figuring out what's wrong with Vincent. I feel like we are working towards fixing that now as a group, and we made a group decision to not, you know, knock him out and take him to a warehouse. So progress was made.
Okay.
Let's see. Wait,
That's 1 XP.
Woohoo! Irreparable damage to my relationship. Yes.
2.
Wonderful. Let's see. Having other people accept the new Murph, I don't really feel like came up necessarily. No. And being the cause of any of my friends' demise also didn't come up. Now, okay. Crazies. Overprotective when I'm away from people. They get hurt physically or emotionally. Everybody was physically okay.
Yeah, you did let Val go off on her own, though. So no XP on that one.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the redemption that I have for Kamikaze on someone else jumping in at a critical time when I could, and the person that they're jumping in for is not only okay, but better off than they would be with my help. I kind of feel like that happened a little bit with Vincent.
How so? Who jumped in?
He jumped in for Val when Murph is much too depressed to be helpful.
How did Vincent help?
By being there for her much more than Murph was, who just sat in a corner and was like, I'll go in with you if I have to.
I don't think that Vincent was successful in rescuing Val from this situation, though.
So no redemption on that. Anything else?
No, not really.
Okay. Hopes and fears, Jamie.
Well, the overreaching one and friends going crazy is
2. Yeah,
definitely taking a turn for the worst. Definitely feeling like I gotta get out of here. That came up.
I told somebody that I needed to get out of here.
I ended up not making a hope for the session, so can't have one.
No hope. All right.
Giving up hope. And then
1 XP. Help,
overreaching help is helping people find redemption paths. But, well, I guess we kind of touched on that for Val with her brother. Yeah.
I'm going to say 2 XP there. You helped find a redemption path that Val will not follow. Okay.
Depends on how the summoning goes.
You know what? When the word summoning is involved, I don't think that is letting go.
I mean, depends on your thoughts on the matter. Making sure my sister's spirit is in a good place. Would you leave your sibling's spirit in the void?
Okay. I can see that.
But I wouldn't try calling that letting it go.
Yeah, maybe it's just the last thing that she's got to do to let it go. All right, was that all your hopes and fears?
Yeah, that was it for hopes and fears.
What about derangements? Did it even come up in a meaningful way?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, I'm more sane than everybody else. I guess that one came up a lot. I'm the only sane person in the room.
That wasn't a derangement in this case. That was just a simple fact.
Ah, okay, well, there you go. That's true. It wasn't contrary to reality. It was just actually reality.
Yeah, I mean, If you believe that you can fly and spend the entire session on an airplane, it doesn't count as derangement.
Good point. Good point. I think I'm going to call my new derangement "Friends Are for Fools."
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's where we're going.
Okay. How about I am a rock. I am an island.
She has her fortress deep and mighty.
Yep. I have no need for friendship because friendship causes pain. It's laughter and all that I disdain. So I think that's it for Jamie. Then we're moving on to Val.
Yay! All right.
Hopes and fears.
I'm going to save my sister. That didn't really come up. I definitely didn't try to help Murph out much.
Yes, but you did. You did attempt to find out more so that you might save your other sister. So that is 2 XP.
Temporary hope. I need to visit a grave. Did manage to do that.
Sure, it was easy. One. Next.
Fear that these people that I care about are going to abandon me unintentionally. No. Intentionally, yes. Unintentionally, no.
Okay, didn't come up.
Short-term fear. I'm going to lose the opportunity to right the wrongs done to Emily. I went for that opportunity.
Okay. 2 XP there.
Right. Okay. Crazies. Ooh, yep. Got a lot of this one. Got to make void beings real. I got my void dragon.
There's one.
Yay.
Next.
I think I might have moved to a potential redemption on this one.
How so?
Because when Chris's shadow went FIFA, Val's immediate reaction was, is he seriously thinking about FIFA right now?
Some part of him may in fact have wanted to get out of that conversation back to his video game so he did not have to deal with his sister freaking out on him anymore.
True, but there was doubt there.
There was doubt there. Mild doubt. Doubt won't.
I'm not saying full redemption. I'm saying working towards it.
You can build on that suspicion and try and do some experiments. All right, what else?
Every story needs its villain. I was going to make a deal with Mammon. Despite my friends telling me not to fuck with it to save Vincent, I was going to do it on my own.
1 XP! You're definitely going down the villain road here.
And my friends need to hate me so they aren't sad when I die.
I don't think you made anybody hate you today.
No, but I did definitely work towards resolving my issues involving Emily.
That is true. Was that another one?
That was the redemption for that particular issue.
Ah, okay. Well, that will be redeemed once it is redeemed.
Yep, okay.
All right.
Should I also do paradox flaws?
Sure.
I had to keep an eye on Sal.
Sal opted not to make any trouble,
Good. So.
No XP there so far. What? Anything else?
Corrupted science. I mean, the shadow dragon, but nah. Other than that, didn't use that much magic, to be honest.
True.
So that's it.
Okay. All right. There you are. And last one, Vincent.
Okay. My hopes. Long-term hope. I feel good. I feel alive. I want more of it. I went after this hard and tried to gain allies in the search on 3 different fronts.
2.
Leverage my advantages over others. I felt in my head that other parts of Vincent were trying to do the best thing for Murph, and so I actually kind of fought myself on that one.
2 XP!
Long-term fear, being forced to serve others again. I did at least pay lip service to that with Mammon. Like, the thing I want is to not...
You made a deal to get out of a debt you owe, which is a form of service. That is definitely doing the thing. 1 XP.
And short-term fear. Someone doing something stupid that makes me kill them when I didn't plan on it. That didn't happen.
It didn't come up. All right.
But good run there. Shit.
Did it? Any of your crazes come up?
Let's see. Can't be without a gun. I mean, I wasn't without a gun, but I don't think it affected things much.
Didn't come up, no.
2. PTSD. The closest I got was, I think, with my itchy hand at the end of the scene with Murph.
Yeah, not quite there.
And your immediate panic at Murph talking to your brain.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anytime voices are in my brain, I'm like, fuck! God!
That wasn't so much the PTSD as the bad things that can happen inside your brain.
Yeah, that's true. I've definitely wanted to keep Murph out of there for Murph's sake.
Yep. All right, next.
And my major madness. Seize power by whatever means. I went hard in the paint on that.
Yep. 1 XP. All right. I think that's everything for everybody, yes?
Just Nods left, I believe.
Nods.
Nodding first.
Oliver.
Shoot. There was a lot of stuff this game. Oof. I mostly want to nod just to everyone for the awkwardness of the sad pancakes. Sad cakes. And I'm trying to figure out like who it should go to. I think probably Val, actually, for like trying to have the secret conversations.
Wait, the secret conversations, which one?
Speaking in Spanish and being like, yes, we're going to be conspiratorial about Vincent.
Okay.
As we're trying to hypothetically make Murph feel better.
All right, Murph?
So mine is probably going to go to Oliver for his conversation with his dad because it was just so wholesome.
Pop, pop.
Aw. All right, Jamie?
Mine's going to go to Val for her intensity of anger while she was like talking to her brother. I thought there was some good performing there.
It was. Okay. Val?
There was so much good shit. I'm going to give it to Matt for Jamie and Oliver's conversation. We don't get enough conversations with those two. Also, if I could give a nod to Elf for that line, I would.
It was very good.
Did I miss a good line?
Oh.
Oh, you might have.
When
ghost is calling you out.
were you not there for the part where the ghost kept,
nope,
kept insinuating that that you murdered him?
No, that's why I kept asking which friend, and then my computer died, so.
Oh, okay.
Insinuating is also a very generous term.
Yeah, more pointing over at you and saying, I'm pretty sure she murdered me.
But yeah, Murph already thinks that, so it's fine.
Then Oliver told Jamie to turn the radio off, and the ghost was like, yeah, just put me back in the box. But anyway, all right, what about Vincent?
Yeah, shoot, I'll give mine to fucking Murph, maybe snapping to the point of being irreconcilable.
Yeah. I just want to state, for the record, these are not assumptions Ginger is making. These are the assumptions Ginger is making on the behalf of Murph, who is too insane to see logic.
Yes.
I don't think anyone would mistake
those two
things that Murph does for anything that you, an obviously reasonable player, would do.
Yeah, it's getting to that point that, like, I feel like this character is going to be real hated.
I feel like Murph has a big climax coming up.
Yeah, it's called I see you guys going to go get into the car, and we stop at a gas station, and I just walk away.
Oh no, it's got to be bigger than that. It's got to be bigger than that.
Yeah, need some more drama.
Also, on there. Besides, you have a date.
Yeah, so we make it there, and I just have to figure out what's going on with Mrs. Finn, and then I walk away while cursing myself to detach from all of them.
Oh,
oh man!
Miss Finn turns you, and you start out as a vampire with humanity 3.
Vincent would be so happy for Murph if she completely forgot about him. He'd be so sad, happy.
Okay, my nod, as is tradition, I shall give it to he who bit the plot hook hardest, and that would be Vincent.
Hooray! Thank you.
Huzzah!
Woo!
For finally calling Mammon and being and taking the goddamn deal.
Woo! Hey, I mean, all I have to do is kill one more, right?
Right, one more and you're free.
And he's already said that it's a man, so it's only maybe Oliver out of this group.
Never said it was a man. Only used the pronoun he.
Absolutely. Absolutely said
he. Keys that are not men.
Well, okay. At least it's not Murph, all right?
Gonna be very upset.
That would. Yes. I don't think the devil would do that.
Also, I want to give a non-XP nod to Tiny Shadow Dragon. And it's adorable death breath.
Yes.
It is the cutest fucking thing. And Val is not excited because it means she's doomed. But Sam is excited.
Because it means she's doomed.
Well, I mean, yeah, it means she's doomed. It's also fucking adorable.
Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, boy.
final decision, and the world will break apart today, and the world will break apart today.
Oh, guess what its name is going to be.
Oh, is it tiny, tiny little baby dragon?
Oh, I guess you're going to find out next session, huh?